Turn our attention today to Tehillim Kapitel Vav, Psalm chapter 6. And here, for the first time in our study of Tehillim, we come across not merely a verse with which we are familiar from the Siddur, but with an entire kapitel which is printed in the Siddur, at least in the Ashkenaz Siddur, as the Tehillim to be recited in the Tachanun, a supplication, which is recited daily, except for exceptional holidays or semi-holidays. It's recited daily in the morning and afternoon. Now, here we have a chapter of Tehillim that explicitly deals with illness, life-threatening illness. The David obviously feels here sick to the point of being confronted with death. However, toward the end of this brief kapitel, David turns to enemies. And that's how he ends, with a prayer that his enemies be confounded. What is the meaning of this switch from illness to enemies? Until now, with the exception of Kapitel Aleph, the other ones dealt explicitly with David's enemies, sometimes identified, sometimes not, but we were always talking about enemies in the military sense. Metaphorically, I suggested that enemies can also be personified as illness or other kinds of suffering. So what is the meaning of this switch? This is one issue which I hope to address in this brief lesson. Let's just look at the text itself. It begins again with a Lam Natseach Beneginos, a directions to the conductor with reference to musical instruments, Al Hashminis. And here, the Shminis might be another musical instrument, perhaps one with eight strings, although Chazal suggests that the theme of this mizmor is Mila, circumcision, which is of course done on the eighth day. It's a Gemara in Meseches Menachos. The Radak suggests two possible approaches to the meaning of this Kapitel Tehillim. One is that David said it when he was ill, Al Cholyo. Or, and this is an important suggestion of Radak because it can help us throughout Sefer Tehillim, and he suggests that David wrote a tefillah which can be used, could be used for the rest of time by anyone who suffered the conditions that David experienced. In the words of Radak, it could be that this is not just a composition of David's for his own personal illness, but rather it is al lishon kol adam hameduka b'choloyim. It is a text that David provided for anyone who is beaten down by illness. And then the Radak gives his rule. Ki harbe mizmorim shehem tefila uvakosho, many mizmorim of Tehillim, many psalms, which are prayers and requests, chibrom David lehiyosa mizumanim lechol mispalel. David composed to be ready, to be used by any person who prays throughout all time. Radak also suggests kinemar al hagolus, that illness here is simply a metaphor for golus, for the diaspora, for living in exile. Because, as he puts it, the Jewish people in golus are indeed sick. There's a sickness called the diaspora or the exile sickness. And the text itself begins. Hashem. David calls out to God by name, Hashem. Al bi apichoso chicheni, v'al b'chamosecho siyasreni. Do not punish me, or do not judge me, or do not chastise me, but rather, do not punish me in your anger. Do not discipline me in your wrath. Again, in the words of Radak, God, if you have to judge me, do so la'at, kedei she'uchal lispol. Do it slowly, gently, gently. And this similarly is a tefillah we find elsewhere in Tanakh. Yirmiyahu, for example, says to God, Yasreini Hashem, God, discipline me, ach b'mishpot, but do so in a measured way. So here too, God, okay, judge me if you have to, punish me if I deserve it, but al ba'apcha, v'al b'chamoscha, not in an angry, harsh way. Choneini Hashem ki umlal oni. God, show me grace, show me favor, favor me, because I am cut off, I am desolate, I am alone. Umlal is the word, it suggests telisha uchrisa, it suggests uprooted, cut off. For example, the pasuk in Nehemiah, Hayehudim ho'ame lolim, or the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Tesvav, umlala yoledes hashiva, it means cut off, abandoned. Rifo'eini Hashem, heal me, God. Here, explicitly, he asks to be healed from a physical illness. Kiniv halu atzomoy, because my bones, the bones are the yesod haguf, the bones are the support, the framework of the body. My body is nivhal. My body is dismayed, is stunned, numbed. V'nafshi nivhalo ma'od. My very life is stunned. V'yato Hashem ad mosoi. God, how long will this illness last? How long will this illness last? Shuvo Hashem chalso nafshi. Radak is careful to say that these words, shuvo and chalso, should be pronounced milera. The emphasis should be on the last syllable, not shuvo Hashem, not chalso nafshi, but shuvo Hashem, chalso nafshi. Consult Radak for the reasons for this. But David HaMelech is asking of God that he save, rescue his life force. Often nafshi is translated as soul. Generally, I prefer to translate nafshi as the vital force, the life force in a person. Neshama is soul. Nafshi is the vitality of the person. Hoshieni leman chastecha. God, I do not deserve what I'm asking for. So therefore, help me out of your chesed. Again, a theme. Help me even though I don't deserve it. Give me a matnas chinam. And here, a very important pasuk. Again, one which we will find as a theme in Tehillim and elsewhere in the Torah. Ki ein ba moves zichrecha. God, if I die, kaviyochel, you're going to lose out. B'sha'ol miyod eloch. In death, there is no one to remember you. In the grave, sha'ol, the netherworld, there was no one to thank you. These are the words also of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Yeshayah Kapitel Lamed Ches, Ki lo sha'ol todecha moves yahalalecha. The grave does not praise you, God. Death does not sing your thanks. Or a pasuk which is familiar to us, Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches, Halel, Lo omus ki echye va'asaper ma'aseko. I'm not going to die, but rather I will live because alive I can tell about God's glory. Here, I'd like to share with you a thought of Rav Hirsch. Again, Rav Hirsch wrote a masterful sefer, commentary, on Tehillim. He wrote, as he did most of his works, in German, which for most of us is not an accessible language. But a translation is available into modern Hebrew by Mossad HaRav Kook and into English by Feldheim. And on this pasuk, Rav Hirsch is really eloquent. He translates it, in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who will do homage, H-O-M-A-G-E, to thee? The death of a human being, writes Rav Hirsch, is only a consequence of the law of nature handed down by God when the world began. And therefore, death is merely a manifestation of the order of nature, of the power which no man can escape. Life, the regaining of a life once lost, that is the force which truly reveals God in his power. It shows him standing, it shows God standing above the forces of nature, which God himself ordained, and proves that he is always ready to grant renewed life and vigor to man. This is the basic difference, writes Rav Hirsch, between the heathen pagan idea and the Jewish divine truth. To the heathen, to the pagan, the power of idols is demonstrated when they overthrow life, when they are lethal. However, God is different. Our God is different. He is heroic when he is restoring life and granting life. Such a very, very important point. And of course, the pasuk which supports Hirsch's approach is a famous pasuk in Yecheskel, Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Im Echpots Bemoso Rosho, Ki Im Bishuv Rosho Midarko Vochoya. God does not want even the Rosha to die, but rather he wants the Rosha to repent, to return from his evil ways, and to live. The emphasis always on live. So David HaMelech says, God, I am so sick, I might be dying. If I die, what benefit is there to Kiddush Hashem? If I live, then I can remember you, I can thank you. And then David describes his physical position, his pain, the pain of the sick person, which anyone who has ever been sick can certainly identify with. Yogati biyanchosi. I've become fatigued. I am weary of my cries. I'm crying so much that I'm tired of it. I wet my bed every night with tears. My cradle, my resting place, my eres, my bed, it's just melting from my tears, from the tears of my crying. Interestingly, the crying that wears out David HaMelech, or wears out the ill person who's praying even today, is done b'chol laila, at night. Atak suggests either because b'laila yichbad hacholi, at night people tend to get more sick, they're healthier in the daytime than they are at night, and therefore at night the person is more in pain, more suffering. Or he says that it's better to cry at night, shebnei odom yishenim ve'en roa oso. We're all macho. We all don't want to cry. We're taught, at least men are taught, be strong, be a big boy, don't cry. So we've learned, don't cry in front of others. At night, b'chol laila, that's when I cry. Oshesha mika'as eini oska b'chol tzoroi. And here is the shift from the illness to the enemies. David says, oshesha, which means I have become rotten. I have deteriorated. My eyes have deteriorated. Mika'as. From anger. Anger? What are you angry at? And Radak again suggests he's angry at the enemies who rejoice over his illness. Oska b'chol tzoroi. Because of my tzorim, because of those who oppose me, because of my enemies, my eyes have become dislocated. As the pasuk says in Iyov, Vitzur ye'etak mimkomo. Oska meaning to be expelled, to be displaced. Or, suggests Radak, Oska could mean they become old, they become worn with time. My eyes have become worn with time because of my enemies. And then Oska would relate to the word Atik, which means in Aramaic, old or ancient. And then David prays about his enemies. Suru mimeni kol poalei oven. Turn away from me, all you evildoers. David suggests that either this is what David is saying after he is cured. I'm cured now, so watch out, my enemies. Or he is saying it in confidence that one day he will be over his illness and be able to state, Suru memeni, go away, my enemies. I'm now cured from my illness. Shoma Hashem techinasi, Hashem tefilasi yikach. God has heard my petition, my prayer. He has taken my prayer. He has accepted my prayer. Yevoshu v'yibohalu ma'od kol oivoy. May my enemies all be embarrassed and stunned. Yoshuvu yevoshu roga. May they suddenly be deceived. May they suddenly be embarrassed. May they suddenly be dismayed. Here again, a interesting insight of Rav Hirsch. Yevoshu, Yoshuvu Yevoshu Roga, the last pasuk. What does Yevoshu mean? Rav Hirsch suggests that there are two roots for the concept Bosh, of Busha, ashamed. There is Bosh, Beis Vav Shin, which means, according to Hirsch, to be embarrassed or ashamed because you're deceived in your expectations, thrown off guard, then you're ashamed. It's also related to the word yovesh, to become dry, to lose one's vigor, to lose hope. And therefore, here too, yevoshu could very well mean both. May my enemies find themselves deluded, embarrassed, stunned, and they, after all, this is the connection to the ill man. They believed they would come to see me and they would see a dying man, perhaps an already dead man. But yevoshu, they will be grievously disappointed because their enemy, me, who's the ill person, has taken a turn for the better. His life will be restored. And this is why the enemies feel yevoshu. Yeshuvu Yevoshu Roga. They are embarrassed and they are dried up. Their hopes are dried up. There's a suggestion that I think is very interesting in the commentary Da'as Mikro, which is a more modern commentary on Tehillim, very important one. In this edition, Da'as Mikro, published by Mosad Rav Kook, and I strongly recommend those of you who are serious students to purchase and study all this forum I've been mentioning, Radak, Malbim, Rav Shimshon Frol Hirsch, and Da'as Mikro. The Da'as Mikro suggests, as a way of resolving the tension here between illness and enemy, and he suggests that the enemy is the one who caused the illness. The illness is an illness of anxiety and terror. In the words of the Das Mikra, translated loosely into English, it may also be suggested that the source of the psalmist's anxiety is the terror imposed by his enemies. So the illness is imposed by the enemies. This terror has led to physical symptoms similar to those caused by disease. It's a post-traumatic stress disorder that David is possessed with. And if this is the meaning, and it certainly could be the meaning this capital Tehillim, it could be read this way. This is certainly a Tehillim to be used nowadays when there's terror around in the world, and we have every right to feel terrorized. And often the words of this capital Tehillim are very, very relevant. God, I feel physically anxious. And that's what's keeping me up crying all night. Enemies go away, and the Mela, my terror, will go away. So, Adkan Kapitel Vav. Often when I finish these little lessons, I feel there's so much more that can be said, but at least now we have an approach, a translation, some of the major issues of this Kapitel, which we say almost every day of the week, and now hopefully has a more impactful meaning and I hope this was helpful for you. We'll go on next to Kapitel Zion, to Tehillim, Psalm 7.